episode 958, The Duty to Protect.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday. It is Confession of an Upset Mama Day. And it's a big confession. The Duty to Protect. It's going to be a deep one. It's going to be one that you can apply to anywhere in your life. And it's something that you're somewhat familiar with. Well, you know what? Just stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's back to school. Maybe you have moved recently. We're trying to move. Maybe you've started a new job. Maybe you're starting a new business. Maybe you're going, you know what? I'm a new mom. I just got married. There are so many brand new things, chapters happening in your life. And when these amazing, incredible moments happen, we are kind of awoken with the idea of the duty to protect. You see, the challenge of back to school, a new job, a recent move, a change in management even, it erects the duty to protect. There is nothing that comes in the way of protecting your child, your spouse, your family, and even yourself. You vow not to be bullied, not to have anybody that you know bullied. Now, as a mom of five, it's very frustrating to see how innocent teasing has led to critical bullying. And it has moved now down further and further and further to where we're even having to watch preschoolers now. When we're having to study preschoolers on bullying, come on, that's a wake-up call. So today, during this confession time, I really want you to stay in tune with your heart. Maybe God's working on you. And you know that here you're in a very safe place. And I'm here to tell you that I'm guilty of this too. So this is not something that I'm just saying, oh, I've got this all put together. I'm perfect and you so are not. And I'm bringing it up because of you. No, that's not what I'm saying. But as a mom especially, as a dad, we have the duty to protect. With back to school and we can, you know, put all of this into these different scenarios, the new job, a recent move, a new community, a new opportunity. The number one concern, especially in back to school, is bullying. How is my child going to be treated? In fact, I wasn't really going to talk about this, but we went to back to school night and I actually watched a student shame a teacher with their parent around. And I just stood there. Now, I have to admit, I was quiet and I did not say anything. But in my opinion, it wasn't my job at that time. I was not kind of like the head leader. But then I also kind of felt guilty about it later. Why? Because I didn't say something. This middle schooler did not like the idea of this new teacher being there and wanted the old teacher there instead. And she made it very clear with her words and with her actions. And that's something just really simple. But I could tell by the look on the teacher's face that it hurt her. Doesn't matter who's doing the bullying to who, it hurts us. It causes pain. There's emotion involved. And the last thing we want when we head back to school, we start a new chapter in our life, is we don't want to be bullied. No one wants their child to be bullied. Because when it happens, what? It's rude. It's disrespectful. There are words and actions that are directed specifically at your child. We don't like it. We kind of want to fluff our feathers, all in the duty to protect. Well, in our family, we are more than familiar with bullying, unfortunately, all for different reasons. And every single one of my children have been bullied, some more severe than others. I have a child right now that we were getting ready for back to school and doing our shopping and all of this. And my child has been teased about the shoes my child wears. And I'm going to leave my child unnamed in this, obviously, to protect my child in the duty to protect. So I was talking to my child and I said, you know, what shoes do you want? And my child's response was, I like these shoes. But my friends don't like these shoes. And I said, your friends? He goes, yeah, my friends. And I was like, okay. I said, what are your friends wearing? And the response was, well, orange shoes, of course. And some, I don't know what other color. But I can get by. It's okay, Mom. I'll be fine. And I said, well, number one, you won't wear orange shoes because that's not you. And his response was, you're right, it's not me. My child continued to say, I can handle it. And I thought, this was over a pair of shoes, for goodness sakes. Nothing that's going to be that detrimental in growing up. But in the moment, it is. The sad thing is, it's not just the children. Adults are bullying other adults. Have you seen it? And if this is mirrored in the household, it will be replicated by the child. It's confession day. I'm letting it all come out. Because with back to school, if you haven't started school yet, if you haven't started the new chapter here with, you know, almost Labor Day around the corner, then guess what? It's up and coming. And when our kids are doing it to each other and adults are doing it too, what's the problem here? It's time to start talking about it and doing more than just talking about it. It's taking aim. Action ignites motivation. What are we going to do about it? I want to share a story with you. Another story of my daughter. We had recently moved to a brand new town and she tried out for cheerleading. And we hadn't been there very long, and it was a requirement to go to cheerleading camp. It was a few days. I don't think it was a full week. And she was like, Mom, I can do this. I said, great. So we had to report there the very first day, pretty early in the morning. I hadn't even met her coach. The coach of which, you know, we hadn't even been in the school system very long, not even an email, nothing. I had to do all the findings to figure this all out. And we were going to some community college to do this cheerleading camp, and I didn't know what she was supposed to wear. Was she supposed to wear, you know, her shorts and her, you know, attire when it came to just your practice attire versus your actual uniform, because they had to have both, and what shoes and what color were they supposed to be? Were they supposed to be the bobby socks? All of this stuff, okay? You know, if you have a daughter who's done cheerleading, you know the craziness that goes into it. So we get there, and we get there early enough. I made sure she had everything that she needed, and then some. And so I walk with her, and we're talking, and we get there, and she sees a few of the students that she kind of recognizes. Again, brand new to the community. We hardly know really anybody there. And so she just didn't know what to do with her shoes, and she didn't want to wear them out, you know, walking in from the parking lot. So she came in, I think it was her flip-flops or sandals or whatever. So she had to put her shoes on. And so she was sitting down on the ground, putting her shoes on. And at the same time, the coach was there. At no point, though, did that coach at all come and introduce herself to me and say, hi, I'm coach. Nothing. Moms and their other daughters began to arrive. The team was coming together. I wasn't going to sit there and hover over my daughter. I wanted her to kind of pave the way, to talk to the people and introduce herself to her friends. So I kind of stood a little bit back. Some may say, well, that was your fault, Mom, for what is going to come. Maybe, maybe not. But I wanted her to grow in this. But the crazy thing is what I saw from the adults, the moms. These moms stood around in almost a full circle. And my daughter was at the edge of the circle, and it almost looked like they were surrounding her. I don't think they meant to, but that's what it looked like. And she was down on the ground putting on her shoes. Of course, all the other girls had their shoes and everything else on. And they were having this conversation that I couldn't hear directly because I wasn't in their circle. All of them standing there, arms folded, looking down. Not one of them introduced themselves to my daughter. Not one of them introduced themselves to me. The coach called for the girls, not by name, but by generalization of the middle school team. And off they went. The circle of moms then began to disperse, and they walked to the parking lot. Still, no one said anything to me. No welcome, no how are you, I don't know you, I'm so-and-so. I followed behind, got in my car, and went home. Now, some would say, well, Christiane, it's your fault because you didn't step up. Yeah, I probably should have. But you know what? I was new to the community. They were all old-time friends. Why didn't they open their door, their arms, and introduce themselves and welcome me? If it's happening in the home, it's going to be replicated in the child. And the sad thing is, it's on both sides right now. And it's so irritating. And I see it all the time. I see it when people are driving. We were driving today, leaving our neighborhood. My daughter was sitting in the front seat. And she said, oh, Mom, I think that's so-and-so. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. And I said, and my son was in the back seat, and he was like, no, no, that's not her. And she said, well, she has that same look that that other woman does. And she described the look of kind of a pouty, sad face. Do you know what you look like when you're living your life? Do you know the actions and the words that you're using? Your influence is greater than what you even realize. When Jesus walked this earth, his influence was greater just by being there. Somebody wanted to touch him, his robe, to get close to him. Zacchaeus climbed a tree, for goodness sakes, because he just wanted to get a peek at Jesus. How are you living your life in the duty to protect? Are you protecting the wrong way? Are you playing these childish games? Think about this. In the duty to protect, are you bullying others? That hurts, doesn't it? Because we're all guilty of it. Now, we may not directly go out to bully, but sometimes the way things are perceived by others is that we have bullied them. I stand here before you today saying, no, I never go out to bully someone to say that, oh, I'm going to make this threat or I'm going to do this bad thing. I'm going to be unkind. I'm going to be disrespectful. No. But what happens is maybe an action that I have, that I do, that I take, a word that's said, a look even, can be misconstrued as to me bullying somebody else. For that, I'm guilty. I want you to confess within your heart. Are you bullying others in the duty to protect? Within your family? And I'm not talking about just your spouse and your children. I'm talking about like your siblings, your parents, your cousins. Are you bullying them?
What about in your church? Yes, bullying happens in the church. Come on, let's wake up. Let's talk about this. It's not something to take lightly. What about in the workplace? You can immediately think about the female and male difference, right? And the bullying there, the sexual harassment, whatever it is that you want to claim it as such. We know that happens, but it also happens woman to woman, man to man. And it can be on equal. It doesn't have to be someone of higher management and some of lower management. It's on all levels. Be honest with yourself. Are you bullying others? If we want to protect our children, we must lead by example. We got to raise the standards. And it all starts with you. So what does it really look like? What's your real life application? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Model the golden rule. Model the golden rule. Model it with kindness. Model it with respect. Model it with love. Model it with patience. Model it with understanding. You know what the golden rule says? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And you know what? This isn't just some kind of generalized statement that's been passed down generation after generation after generation. This is biblical. Luke 6:31 says this, do to others as you would have them do to you. Are you treating others the way you want to be treated? Something so basic, so fundamental. And I think about how old I am, and I'm thinking, this is ridiculous that we sometimes have to have these conversations. But when it's hitting our generations and our younger ones pretty soon, we're going to be talking about our little toddlers, 18 months to 2 years old. What do we need to do to wake up and to rise up? Do to others as you would have them do to you. Maybe you really are struggling. I know it's hard being a mom. It's hard being a dad. And we all have struggles. I have struggles. I have battles with my children all the time. And now that they're getting older, they can get a little sassier too. And they use bigger words on me sometimes. Their vocabulary is getting stronger. I love that, but I also don't love that because then I have to really think, especially when they're smarter than me. But they challenge me, and I'm here to challenge you. That's what confessions are all about. It's the challenge part, to create your now, to be your best selfie. God wants to stretch you. We should want to be like Jesus walked here on earth. That should be our goal. Model the golden rule. If you want help with some strategies, what you can do within your own family specific to your situation, I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, Take Aim. It's in the show notes. It's my free gift to you. It's a coaching call with me. There's no charge for this. None whatsoever. I'm not going to sit here and try to sell you more coaching. I'm not going to do that. Now, if you want to entertain me to be your coach, then yes, we'll talk about it. But if that's not the case and you just want to take advantage of my free gift to you, then click on that link and let's talk about what you need, where you are in your life so we can get you going on the right path as this new chapter begins, a new season in your life. Click on the link, Take Aim. I want to leave you with something today. Matthew 25:40 says this, I tell you the truth, anything you did for even the least of my people here, you also did for me. Confession within your heart. Where do you stand on this? The duty to protect. How far will you go? Yes, I believe as a mom, we need to protect. But there are right and wrong ways to do it. There are extremes. And obviously there are exceptions too. But we have to begin to find this happy medium, this thing that unites us and not tears us apart. And in a world that's so selfish, where are we going? Where are you headed? Bullying only gets worse the older we get. We got to start reining it in now. Raise the standard in your household. Let's create a storm of greatness. I feel like, you know, with the football season coming around, we need to put our hands in the middle. And on the count of three, we're going to yell greatness. And if you don't want to yell it in your car or while you're running in the neighborhood or on the treadmill, that's okay. Yell it in your heart. Are you ready? One, two, three, greatness. Yes. It feels so good. Because you know what? One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.